have to do. We want to make sure that we capture and share the feedback that we received over the week from the various groups. And I know that Athena, for example, has had an opportunity to discuss this with the ASO. So Athena, would you care to maybe be the first one to provide some feedback?
Yeah, okay. Good morning, everyone. So yes, indeed, we had the opportunity to discuss the CCWG issues and developments with the ASOEC and with the NROEC. And so as representatives now of the of the ASO, would like to say that we do respect the concerns raised within the CCWG on the accountability and the requirements the group came up with. As the next step, we look forward to discussions on suggestions on specific solutions. And we would like to share the 4 points we consider as important in any proposed solution. Point number one, any proposed solution should not be a delaying factor for the IANA stewardship transition. Point number two, any proposed solution should be simple and address the concerns in the most effective way with minimum changes. Point number three, any proposed solution should not interfere with the IANA numbering function. Point number four, any proposed solution should not interfere with the consensus-based decision of the affected operational communities. Further on, we would like to go back to our communities and consult with our communities and provide the CCWG with input on proposed solution based on the community's feedback. Thank you very much. That's from our side.
Thank you very much, Athena. That's very helpful. Who would like to be next? Elek?
Alan Greenberg, ALAC. The ALAC did not have a formal discussion and come to any conclusions like that. I think in general there's a fair amount of pleasure that this group is working as fast as it is and is exceedingly well organized, and we look forward to meeting the timelines. I know one of our regions did in fact pass put together a statement on accountability. I'm not too sure if Tijani wants to read it or not, but overall, I think we're pleased, and we encourage the group to keep on working.
Thank you very much, Alan. And in fact, Tijani has asked for an opportunity to have that statement read. So please, the floor is yours.
Are we speaking French? Please take your headphone. C'est pas Tijani.
So actually, it's Aziz in the microphone. It is not Tijani. So I would like to give you the framework that we use in order to state this statement. We developed it within the framework of a meeting between AFRILO, between all the regions in Africa. This statement also is the result of a consultation of the most important regions in Africa. It was adopted yesterday during a meeting of the African region of AFRILO. This declaration says the following: the members of the African community in ICANN, after participating in Singapore at the meeting, met on Wednesday the 11th and discussed accountability and responsibility within ICANN, and the intention that the American government has to withdraw its supervision of the IANA functions. After reviewing the mechanisms of accountability and responsibility that are currently in place within the ICANN rules, jurisdiction in California and agreements, the participants realized that these mechanisms necessitate to be improved in order to meet the expectations of the stakeholders within the internet community. They believe that these accountability mechanisms, whether they are new or improved, should, one, be based upon a multi-stakeholder approach, ensuring diversity, whether it is culture, age, gender, etc. Two, they must be implemented once they have been adopted. Three, we need to avoid bringing more changes within the organization than necessary. Four, we need to preserve the multi-stakeholder nature within ICANN. Five, we need not to privilege one party over another. Six, we need to maintain the decision-making model, the bottom-up model, make sure that the community remains accountable, ensure safety, security, and resilience of the DNS, serve the public interest, and not any other interests, political, financial, or otherwise. And finally, make sure that all parties affected are preserved within the organization. During this meeting, AFRELO would like to express that the ICANN community must be involved on equal footing and have the same, based upon the same principles of accountability and responsibility. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Roloff, your hand is up. Olga, please. Okay, Olga, can you hold for a second? Leon, you wanted to add something?
Yes, this is Leon Sanchez. I just want to add from the ALEC, from the LAC rally region, we also made we also received some feedback. It was a long time ago, but I just wanted to put it back on the table. The LAC rally region considers that any solution that we set up must not represent a financial burden to ICANN. We have to be mindful of the cost of anything we implement, and we also be mindful of not creating excessive bureaucracy structures within ICANN. So that's a feedback we would like to add from LACRAL.
Thank you, Leon. Olga, please.
Hello, good morning, everyone. Can you hear me well? Thank you, co-chairs, for the floor. I would like to refer to a part of our communique that was finished yesterday in the afternoon. And I will read the part that is relevant for the work of this working group. With regard to the cross-community working group on accountability, the GAC members will continue to work with the cross-community working group to develop the proposals for enhancing ICANN's accountability with reporting back to the GAC and guidance on major issues from the GAC as a whole. The GAC will work to identify particular issues for governments as both individual or collective participants in any new or enhanced mechanisms. The next stage for the GAC input to relevant work streams will include public policy principles that could guide development of any new or enhanced accountability mechanisms. The GAC will continue to the work of the cross-community working group towards a consensus proposal for submission to the ICANN board. Both processes, the community working group on stewardship and the accountability one, will have the highest priority for GAC intersessional work, the GAC being mindful of the updated timeline. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Olga. Who wants to go next?
I can do CCNSO.
Okay, so then we move to Mathieu for the CCNSO.
Thank you, Thomas. The CCNSO members in this group were engaged in a panel discussion kindly moderated by Becky in the CCNSO yesterday. It was more of a question and answer session than any position being taken by the CCNSO. Obviously, it was an engagement session, and therefore I only refer to the sum of the concerns that were raised, and that does not necessarily reflect the position of the CCNSO, but that's input we're getting. So there was an echo to the already voiced topic of simplicity regarding adding additional layers to ICANN and highlighting that evil would probably be in the details in terms of complexity, and therefore this should be something we should be aware of. The risk of creating a bureaucracy that would paralyze ICANN was mentioned, and it's well present in our contingencies. There was a discussion regarding a case where ICANN would redelegate a CCTLD outside of policy, of established policy, which I think also fits our contingency tests. Some discussion took place, obviously, regarding the coordination with the CWG, and I think we were able to provide some input on that. And I want to stress then that one of the panel members, therefore one of our CCNSO members, expressed his view that the group was getting in the wrong direction, lost into details, and should simply stop and reconsider the approach. So that's one of the something. It's a minority view. It wasn't really echoed by the room at this point, but it's worth being taken note of. So this was the, I mean, the atmosphere was pretty good and there was no pushback, but that's the kind of concerns that we should be aware of. Thank you very much, Thomas.
Mathieu, would you mind continuing with feedback from advisors?
No, Thomas, I don't mind. So during this week, the co-chairs, we engaged with the two advisors from the appointed by the public experts group who were present. We have Jan Art, who is here with us today, and Ira Magaziner, and we met with them individually for short discussions. The takeaway messages for us that we want to share are, first of all, the need for simplicity. The outcome of our work will be read very wide, and therefore being simple is absolutely essential. So as easy to understand as possible is certainly something we need to be aware of. There were interesting discussions as well into how inclusiveness of the ICANN model should probably be on our radar as one of the key goals. I mean, keeping the community inclusive and self-renewing is something extremely important to parties outside of ICANN, and that's something that we as a working group must put very high on our agenda. We had good discussions on contingencies as well, so we've already mentioned the input from Ira Magaziner in public regarding the legal contingencies, something we need to look at. Financial crisis was also mentioned, but also, and that was to me at least new, the contingencies that would relate to ICANN's reputation. Let me give you an example. An example would be a practice that would develop within ICANN that would be, what's the opposite in English of cost effective? spreading money without any rules. Hiring practices that would not follow best practice and lead to unskilled people being hired just because the money is here, things like this. And it was raised to us that this was a very serious risk in danger of harming ICANN's ability and authority and in danger of creating, for instance, class actions if the money is spent without any good practice, and therefore should probably be in our contingency list to check whether it's currently being adequately covered or if there's a need for extra mechanisms, either in Workstream 1 or in Workstream 2. That was obviously not the discussion. So those exchanges were quite useful. In addition, we have received contributions on the documents and definitions, on the definitions and scoping document by Jan Aart and Willy Curry. And therefore, we have a task and an action item now to update this document, because I think we've received very valuable and insightful contributions regarding this document. So that's an action item we're taking. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Mathieu. As far as the GNSO is concerned, I'm not sure whether we want to have representatives of the various groups to speak and update the group. I mean, if there were formal positions that individual groups take or have developed, by all means, please do signal that to me. Otherwise, I would just restrict it to updating this group by saying that I have provided a status update to the GNSO Council, and the Council at least has not formed a position on this yet. Nonetheless, I guess one of the topics that was stressed and taken with great interest is the timing and the approval mechanism, and I think that's something that all of us need to bear in mind, that we are all ready to have our recommendations adopted through the chartering organizations, because it would be very unfortunate if our group would work very hard to make things happen within the time given, and if then the chartering organizations needed more time than planned to adopt the recommendations. Also, I would like to remind us of the engagement session that we had. We reached out to the community. We gave the floor to those interested to speak up and raise concerns or ask questions. And I guess that the engagement session went reasonably well, so there was no opposition. I think we have succeeded in conveying the message that we are in control of our project, that we're asking the right questions, that we are taking into consideration all aspects that need to be reflected in accountability work. But there was one particular question which sort of reflects part of what we heard from speakers earlier today, and that is the need for clarity and simplicity in what we're producing. And I guess this, unless there's somebody in the group who wants to provide further feedback from the community, I guess this allows us to easily segue into the next agenda item, because we as co-chairs, we took the discussion we had on Monday to heart very much. You will remember that we were sort of struggling with how to best work on the work package one versus work package two, how we best go about with this and move on, how to best share the work, avoiding duplication. And at that point, we came up with something that we announced as being the surprise that we have prepared for you, an early morning surprise. So can we bring up the slide deck, please?
So, Thomas, should we ask for someone to start the music for Matthew?
What's that?
Someone to start the music for Matthew?
Yes, please do start the And I was asked to roll up my sleeves, but I will hesitate. I will resist the temptation to do that. I should preface this by saying that we have discussed this with Jordan and Becky as well. So they are aware of us, you know, introducing an idea on how we can best operationalize, you know, and trying to be as simplistic as we can. We tried to sort of visualize where we are, what we did so far, and what we yet need to do, right? So that we all see where we are in terms of process. And we came up with a couple of suggestions as to how we could put this into PowerPoint. And we felt that our, you know, we were just not strong enough to show this. So have you seen, you know, you've seen the cartoons that ICANN sometimes has? So we said, can we have the cartoonists? And they said, yes, when do you need them? We said, now. And they were in the room within 5 minutes, and we sat and worked with them for a couple of hours. And this is the work result that you're going to see now. And I think this doesn't work. Huh? You're driving? Okay, so can we move to the next slide, please? So isn't this nice? Basically, we tried to simplify as much as we could what we did and where we have to go. So in the upper section, what you see is that we try to establish the status quo. And you see check marks on that. So that's done, right? So we have an inventory of existing ICANN accountability mechanisms. We have reviewed the input from the community. That was the task that Steve Del Bianco took on, thankfully. So we can tick that off the list, right? So the first phase of what we have to do is over. Now the second phase is not over. So we're in the midst of that phase, and that is to define requirements. We've been talking about requirements quite a bit in Frankfurt, and one of the requirements that we had was to take a look at the contingencies and risks. So that's done. We have a list of that, although we might add things to it as we move on, so it's still open documents. And then we heard about principles. You will remember that Becky already spoke to the idea of turning the community powers into principles for the organization. So that would be one building block. That's still work in progress. Then we have certain items, you know, the community needs to be empowered to do certain things. That was one of the asks. And we said that we need certain review and redress mechanisms. So we work on that, and out of that, we're now going to build a solution. And either the solution passes the stress test, and then we would be fine. So we have built-in feedback loops there. You know, that would be the stress testing. And if you will, one of the stress tests is whether it passes the community test. So public comment periods will be held. So the community might as well say, okay, we're not yet there. You need to take this back. And what we will then do is not approve it, go back to working on the solutions, and then we put it back through the stress test and hopefully get it approved with a green check mark and pass on our recommendations to the board. Now, that looks nice, doesn't it? But there's more to come. Next slide, please. So we think all we need is this. Right? From what we've heard from the group, from what we've heard from others, from what we've heard during this week as well as before, is that we need only, this stage, these components to build a compelling accountability mechanism or architecture. So we've been, you know, people said you shouldn't be inventing a second board or, you know, do all the bells and whistles that might make things complicated. But actually, without knowing what legal form these might take, we have four components. That would be the empowered community, the community that can exercise certain powers. Then we have the board. The board will remain more or less as it is. That's one fundamental component of what we have. Then we... Alice, this slide should unfold. Can't we make it unfold? We've lost that in the process, which is unfortunate. But, you know, just don't look at the section in the middle for a moment, right? Then we have bylaws and principles that could go into the bylaws, sort of forming, you know, the compact. And then we thought we would not only need something coming from the community, because the community might have vested interests, so it might be conflicted or not the most appropriate body to making decisions on certain things. So there needs to be something independent that can be called upon. And if you look at that, we have the community already. We just need to equip it with some extra powers. We have the board already. We have the bylaws already. They just need a little bit of tweaking. And we also have work in progress on independent appeals mechanisms. So the components are more or less there. We just need to refine and then arrange. You know, so from these four things, we can build accountability mechanisms. And as we had envisaged it with the cartoonists, you would just see the word accountability mechanism, right? And talking about the accountability mechanisms, we would be asking, how can we structure those, right? And that was, I guess, the struggle we had between work package one and work package two. And the best idea that we could come up with was to build two groups, triggered accountability mechanisms and non-triggered accountability mechanisms. Now, what does that mean? We have ATRT reviews, or maybe other reviews. They should take place on a periodic basis. They can be built into the bylaws as a requirement. You know, we had the suggestion stemming from the stress test discussion with Steve, you know, that we could take the AOC requirements, build them into the bylaws that would include ATRT, so it would be in the bylaws, and that would not need to be triggered because it's going to take place on a periodic basis. But yet it would be one of the accountability mechanisms for our accountability inventory. And then we have triggered mechanisms, and that could be appealing to the independent appeals board or asking for a review. Somebody needs to raise his or her hand to say, well, something's wrong. You need to take some action or take a second look at things. So triggered versus non-triggered. And then at the upper, above this box, you see these little cards. And the analogy that we had is that at the end of the day, we will have sort of a cookbook with all the accountability mechanisms in there. So there's one card for each accountability mechanism that we have to work on. So, you know, we will have, can we move to the next slide? So this would be accountability mechanism dot asterisk as a placeholder. So you could insert the name of the respective accountability mechanism in that. And then we would have to ask a couple of questions that answer a couple of questions that we will discuss more as we move on. But you will remember some of that from our previous discussion. So we need to talk about who has, you know, what's the power that is to be exercised? Who has the standing to invoke a certain mechanism? What are the standards of review? You know, it must be transparent and all the rest of it. We would talk about procedural aspects there. Then we will likely have a decision-making body. Who would that be? How is it composed? Who appoints those that make decisions? That can be different for different accountability mechanisms. Then the decision-making process itself, we were cognizant of the fact that we need accessibility. You must be able to get decisions in a reasonable time. The appeals mechanisms or the mechanisms need to be must not be too expensive, you know, so that people can actually use them. And we need to speak to the means and the time needed to implement the respective accountability mechanism. So we will flesh this out more, but the idea is to have a standard template that small subgroups, if not individuals, can work on. You know, a standard matrix, a standard methodology for developing a consistent set of accountability mechanisms. Next slide, please. So, just to give you an idea of how we could go about with this, we were using the idea of the ATRT as one of the accountability mechanisms. So how do we play with these four building blocks? You know, basically we need to connect the dots in a certain order for each of these. And we think that all accountability mechanisms needed can be composed out of those. So we said ATRT. So the ATRT goes into the bylaws. It's in there. And then if they are conducted regularly, all is fine. But let's assume for a moment the board chooses not to conduct the reviews, neglect their duties from the bylaws. Then upper left, the empowered community could go to the board and claim that what they did not do is a violation of the bylaws and ask them to take action. And if they choose not to do so, then the empowered community could say, okay, guys, if you don't do it, we might recall you. So we have perpetuated the community requirement for conducting reviews in the bylaws, and we have a means to enforce it. Second example, let's just assume for a second the ICANN board chose that it would be ideal for ICANN, being at the very top of the business, to become an ICANN accredited registrar and sell some domain names. There might be people that don't like it. So we could think of a mechanism. You know, this is the point. ICANN is mission creeping. ICANN is acting out of its remit. ICANN is violating its narrow mandate. So then nothing cast in stone, but just an idea. We could establish a mechanism where those who feel that this is not right could go to the independent appeals mechanism and say, well, ICANN is mission creeping. The independent reviews panel could take a look at it, go to the board and say, well, you better reconsider the decision that you have made and redo it, rectify it. And if they don't, then the independent appeals mechanism could go to the empowered community and say, okay, your board did not play by the rules, and we could have a mechanism whereby the empowered community would then give a warning to the board and have the board removed. So that was to give you examples of a non-triggered and a triggered mechanism. And with these building blocks, we think we can build everything we need. And I think this is a good point in time to hand over to Mathieu.
Thanks, Thomas. So just to remind you, this is designed to answer the difficulties that certain persons in the room on Monday were having understanding what we were doing and how all of this was fitting together. So that's probably a good point to ensure whether we're capturing that before we get into more operational and concrete discussions about the mechanisms. But and I know that Sebastian was very patient. He has his hand raised for a while now. So if you can have a mic.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much. If you would like to dance together, then you will have to teach me the steps. If you would like to keep it to yourself, then it won't work. You have done a great job.